guys, what's happening, Simon?
It's been the coldest November night in 6 years, actually. Temperatures down to -8 Celsius at the moment, so a hard frost this morning across southern areas.
Great. You got gloves today, yeah?
I've got gloves.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're outside Broadcasting House, just across the road. There's a very smart hotel right in the centre of London. This probably isn't normal territory for hitchhikers. It's also the coldest day of the year. And no one stopped. It's a taxi. Hi, I didn't really want a taxi exactly.
Well, time is money, so...
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're actually hitchhiking.
Are you kidding? No, kidding? No, you're not.
I guess that's a no then.
Dave's a master in the art of thumbing a lift, and this is the underarm method for long, low sports cars.
M11?
Over-the-head technique never fails with lorry drivers.
Is it just a thumbs up?
I think it's just a thumbs up.
Not sort of a directional, sort of a wave. Is that why he was waving back?
Possibly.
See, my entire knowledge of hitchhiking comes from black and white Hollywood movies, where it was always sort of about the...
All right, mate.
Yeah, I know. You do a giant wave.
The short jabbing movement with the thumb tells him you're in a tearing hurry. The slow and mournful means your corns are aching.
I searched on HitchWiki this morning.
I love that there is a HitchWiki.
And it did say, getting out of central London is difficult but not impossible. In order to get towards Cambridge, it says to take the Central Line Tube to Redbridge. And that's the bottom of the M11, which heads that direction.
So we're going to cheat.
A little bit.
We're giving up here because nobody seems to like the look of us at all. And my hands are frozen.
So the F25 at junction 29 for Romford. There was an accident, now on the hard shoulder. Traffic is queuing for a couple of miles. That's the M25.
We are in the little park bit, which seems to be a giant roundabout. There is literally traffic right above us and traffic all around. And I can't see how we can even get back to the road.
I don't know which road the A406 is. Is that the North Circular?
I won't stop here. Right down at this bus stop, there's a big... Yeah, it's best chance of stopping.
Do people stop there?
Yeah.
Does it happen quite a lot?
I'm sorry, I'm 95 and getting deaf.
No, I'm honestly not a problem at all. Do you see a lot of hitchhikers here?
Well, not so much now as I used to.
Did you ever pick any up?
Yes. I know it's not wise, but I've done, yeah.
That fills me with hope.
I would definitely pick you up.
You old charmer.
Because you are beautiful.
It's just made my day. We are literally standing on the edge of an utter lane with our thumbs out and a sign trying to wave down the traffic on the North
Circular.
Come
on.
Stand at the crossroads. I've got the flag around.
Oh my God. No.
We got a beep.
It looks so hopeful. And then you're so crushed when it doesn't happen.
I've got the flag around.
Not even slowing down. Are you sure this is a good spot?
Ain't nobody seem to know me. Everybody pass me by.
After 45 freezing minutes of trying to hitch a ride from the spot where we'd been directed, we received a message from on high. Well, from the footbridge above us, to be precise. A man shouted down that if we wanted cars to stop, then we needed to stand closer to the M11. Much closer.
At least we know everyone here is going on the M11.
Yes.
Feels like there's a well-trodden path here.
I was just thinking that. There is a bit of a path. So people do walk over here, even though it looks utterly unlikely. I think that says no horse and carriage.
Yeah.
No pedestrians, no bikes, and no horses and carriages. This is a great idea.
Yeah, this isn't going to work, is it?
Well, they seem to think it would. They're all looking at us like we're nuts. Oh. Also, even if they did stop, we wouldn't see them. Ooh!
You're pulling in?
Yes! Oh my God! Somebody's stopped! I don't believe it. Okay, we're running up the hard shoulder. trailer has stopped with the lid in the front. Thank you so much.
We're heading up to...
So we're from Radio 4.
All right.
And we're trying to see if it's possible to hitchhike all the way to King's Lynn.
King's Lynn? Well, that's funny, because I'm going to King's Lynn.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Anthony.
Nice to meet you too.
You are so kind.
Thank you so much. No problem.
We were genuinely about to give up hope.
Oh, was you really?
Yeah. Where are you actually heading to?
Wisbeach.
Ah, what are you doing in Wisbeach?
I deliver summer houses all the way from Scotland to Devon, yeah.
So that's
I get
amazing.
To see all the beautiful places.
Have you ever hitchhiked?
Yeah, I did years ago, yeah.
Really?
Well, I had no problem getting lifts back then.
Where did you go?
To the pub usually.
We were soon firm friends with Anthony, who very kindly offered to go out of his way to drop us at our destination.
You do it for people, don't you? When it's just once you get chatting and stuff, it's no big deal, is it?
But that's really kind.
Yeah, you'd do the same, wouldn't you? Berman, you'd probably never pick anybody up, would you?
No, well, to be honest, I can't drive, but but I mean, if I could. The wife,
hello.
It says.
Speak to Radio 4.
Hello.
Hello.
We're trying to hitchhike from London to King's Lynn. And
right.
We got really lucky because your husband stopped for us and nobody else did.
Okay.
Thank God.
We're staying at our house tonight.
Yeah, we're just moving
right,
in.
I'll get the stew on then, shall I?
Is that it? 72! Oh, she's seen us.
Found a couple of hitchhikers.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye. We made it.
Hello. Lovely to see you.
It has taken us all day. It's dark now. We set off this morning.
I know. Do sit down. At least it still works.
It still works.
It's true.
Proved it still works. Is this something you used to do all the time?
Yes. I got into it really because I was a rock climber when I was 16 and I lived in London. I and another schoolboy, we hitched up to North Wales and it was amazing. I'd never done it before. Nobody in my family ever did anything like that
before. What did they think of you doing it?
They knew they couldn't stop me. That was the only reason I got away with it.
Louise has hitchhiked in more countries than she cares to remember.
So I'd gone to Alaska to climb in the Yukon. This was in the early 80s. And I was hitching on the Alcan, which is the Alaska-Canada highway. You wait several hours for a lift and then you go with it for several days. I had my father's copy of War and Peace from when he was in the war, and I must have read it about four times because you're sitting down in between lifts. You sit there for half a day and you can hear if there's a car coming, so you jump up and look bright-eyed and alert.
I mean, honestly, we waited around for about an hour in Redbridge this morning and were slightly despairing. I don't know how you do it for hours and days.
What's discouraging is the days where you think you've gone invisible because there are lots of cars.
You see,
we had that
this morning.
Yes.
Nothing makes you feel quite so unpopular as hundreds of cars driving past and pretending you don't even exist.
Yes. It's a question of, do you trust your own luck? Do you have confidence? And most people are really nice, honestly. I mean, look, you got here today.
So after all these years of doing it, you would say, ultimately, people are actually quite decent.
Yes, most people are wonderful. And they're also very interesting. And I think it's one of the things that's sad now, is everybody's in their own bubble. If you don't ever do anything, how the hell do you know you're alive?